Brazilians are outraged over a series of murders of boys in the provincial capital of São Luís. Over the past 10 years, 20 boys have been killed, and nearly all of them have shown signs of sexual mutilation. Human rights groups have accused the police of lackadaisical investigations because the victims are poor. NPR's Martin Casti reports from São Luís.
Ana Lucia and Antonio Frazão are the parents of the latest boy to fall victim to mutilation and murder in São Luís. The Frazão family is literally dirt poor. Their house is built of mud and sticks. Don't mind our humble home, says Ana Lucia. Reporters have been showing up at their door since October 8th, when the body of their 13-year-old son, Welson, was discovered in a nearby woods. Just as in the cases of 19 boys before him, parts of Welson's body had been removed, and, as in most of those cases, his genitalia were cut away. Neighbors suspect Welson was the victim of what they call black magic, some kind of brutal occult ritual. His mother says she hasn't been able to sleep for a month.
I can't stop thinking about my son. I can't stop imagining how much he must have suffered before he died. I wonder whether he called out for me or his dad in all that agony.
São Luís is a backwater, a poor city in Brazil's drought-stricken northeast. But as these cases keep mounting, the rest of the country has begun to take notice. The murders started abruptly in 1991. There's no record of similar mutilation cases in the city before then. And while so-called black magic paraphernalia have been found near some of the corpses, Brazilian occult rituals do not traditionally involve human sacrifices. In short, the cases are unlike anything modern Brazil has ever seen. Edina Maria Mendonça, an investigator with a local children's human rights organization, says the cases are also notorious because of the lax manner in which they've been handled by the police.
Falta perícia técnica no local.
There's insufficient forensic work at the crime scenes. The forensic work is amateurish. In two cases, they even left body parts behind, and the families were forced to bury them. The sheriff told them to.
Mendonça's organization has documented numerous instances of police incompetence in the investigation of the murders. In at least one case, there's no record an investigation even took place. Mendonça says the police have never made a serious attempt to look for connections between the killings, despite the gruesome common denominator. The police inspector in charge, Rubens Sergio, says that's because there isn't any connection. Sergio agreed to an interview but refused to speak directly into the microphone. He says the only thing the murderers have in common is the mutilation, and that's just a matter of imitation. It's like when a singer starts wearing a certain kind of shoe, Sergio says. Then everybody buys that kind. As to a motivation for so many copycat crimes, Sergio says he assumes most are cases of sexual perversion. The police have made some arrests over the years, and one man is serving prison time for one of the murders. But the fact that most cases remain unsolved and unpunished has caused two non-governmental organizations to file a human rights complaint against Brazil with the Organization of American States. The lawyer who presented the complaint, Josiane Gamba, says the case is emblematic of a larger problem with Brazilian policing. There's a violation of the right to equality here, Gamba says. There's a big difference in the way the police handle crimes against rich people and poor people. This is a common complaint in Brazil. Police routinely ignore obvious murder cases in the slums while mobilizing armored cars and helicopters to catch bank robbers. It remains to be seen whether this human rights complaint can change the national picture, but at least in this case, the national government now says it's interested in sending federal police in to take over the investigation. Martin Casti, NPR News, São Luís, Brazil.